From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 27, 2015. This week, we feature sounds that are especially mysterious because special equipment and processing were needed for humans to hear them at all. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what kind of animal made the sounds. And here's a hint. If you're a night-flying insect, high-frequency waves might cause the last echo of you. If you guessed bats, you were right. Special techniques can make audible to humans the ultrasonic waves that bats emit and receive to navigate and detect food, a process called echolocation, but sometimes referred to as sonar. Alex Silvas, a researcher with the Virginia Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit, recorded and processed the sounds you heard from the hoary bat, red bat, and northern long-eared bat. Those are three of the 17 bat species known to occur in Virginia, out of over 1,000 species worldwide. While some bat species eat fruits, nectar, other vertebrate animals, or blood in the case of vampire bats, all Virginia species feed on night-flying insects, a special ecological role made possible by bat echolocation and flying abilities. And many bats seeking insects find them near water. Many aquatic insects, such as mayflies, blackflies, and stoneflies, develop from underwater juveniles to winged adults, and bats forage near water to prey on the emerging adults. Water is also an important aspect of the caves that many bats use for resting, reproduction, or winter hibernation. Many caves are formed by groundwater, and caves offer high humidity to reduce bat dehydration during hibernation. Unfortunately, cave humidity is also good for white nose syndrome, a fungal disease that's killed millions of bats in eastern North America since 2006. Besides that disease, other threats to certain bat species in Virginia or elsewhere include habitat loss or contamination, disturbance during hibernation, human hunting for food, and humans' perceptions, sometimes exaggerated or even mythical, of bats as disease carriers, crop destroyers, or vampires. Not exaggerated or mythical, though, are bats' importance to humans as insect eaters and as plant pollinators, and water's importance to bats. As the Cooperative Research Unit's leader Mark Ford put it, any given bat on any given night probably foraged over or near water. So we close with some bat and water insect music. A short excerpt of Little Brown Bats Eating Mosquitoes by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg. Thanks to Mr. Seaman for permission to use this music, and thanks to Alex Silvas for the bat sounds. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.